is a beautiful sight to behold, all of you.
Sitting in this most glorious temple of Sri Radha Govinda Dev. The greatest architectural masterpiece in all of North India. Today is Gopashtami, a very holy day when Krishna is first given charge of cows. In many temples there are beautiful special darshans. On this holy day of Gopashtami and Kartik, we are hoping to visit all the seven temples of the Goswamis. This morning we visited Madan Mohanji, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, and Sri Radha Damodar. This evening we hope to visit Radha Govindadev, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, Radha Gopkulananda, Radha Gididhari. But we have little time, and there are many of you, so I will only speak for a few minutes. Sri Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan with the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excavate the holy places, to write books on pure Vaishnava philosophy, to exhibit the highest example of renunciation and devotion, and also to install deities and establish temples. Sri Rupa Goswami took the will of the Lord as his heart and soul. After many years, he discovered and excavated so many holy places, wrote many books, but there was one mission that remained unfulfilled. He was determined to find what the scriptures and the tradition of Vrindavan tell is the primary deity of this whole sector of Brajbhumi. That deity installed by Brajnav, the great grandson of Krishna, just after Krishna's disappearance from the world. The deity of Radha Govinda. He searched all over Vrindavan, all over Brajbhumi, again and again and again, with no clue. Finally, Sri Rupa Goswami sat on the bank of the Jamuna, under a kalpa briksha tree, in tremendous anxiety, weeping, because he was not able to fulfill the Lord's desire. He could not find Govindaji. At that time, a small Brijabasi boy approached him. He was extraordinarily beautiful, very quiet, very calm, very pleasing in every way. He looked at Rupa Goswami and asked, "What is troubling your mind?" He told him, "I cannot fulfill the Lord's desire. I am not able to locate Sri Govindadev." The boy smiled. He said, "There's no reason for you to be in any more anxiety, because I know where Govindaji is. There is a hill called Gomatatil. At that place, a transcendental cow comes every day. And with no one milking her, she lets her milk come from her udder profusely, and it goes right into the earth. It is her offering to Radha Govindadev. Come, I will show you. If you dig in that spot, you will find the great treasure you are searching for." That little cowherd boy took Rupa Goswami by the hand and brought him right to the place where we are sitting now. And Rupa Goswami witnessed this beautiful spiritual cow, profusely offering her milk to the earth. Then the boy disappeared, and Rupa Goswami could understand that that was Govindaji himself. I did not recognize him. I did not offer him any respect or service. He fainted. And then he got up and wept. The voice of Balaram proclaimed that Govindaji would be found. So Rupa Goswami got the Brijabasis together and they began to dig. And after but a short time, there he was, the resplendent form of Sri Govindadev. More beautiful was this deity than hundreds and thousands of Kamadevs. When he was discovered, there was a great festival. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Brijabasis came to the site and with great love looked upon the beautiful form of Govindadev. Even demigods disguised themselves as Brijabasis just so that they could also have the darshan of Sri Govindadev. There was a glorious festival throughout all of Vrindavan. And Sri Rupa Goswami, in ecstatic love, wrote a letter to Lord Chaitanya in Puri, explaining to him that he had discovered Sri Radha Govinda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept in ecstasy when he got this news. He turned to one of his own personal servants, Kashishwar Pandit. Kashishwar and Govinda were the two personal servants of Ishwara Puri who ordered them to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he disappeared from the world. Lord Chaitanya told Kashishwar that he wanted him to go to Vrindavan to assist Sri Rupa Goswami in the deity seva of Sri Radha Govinda Dev. Kashishwar was weeping, crying, "I cannot bear separation from you. Even the thought of separation from you is impossible." Lord Chaitanya understood his heart. So Lord Chaitanya gave him a deity of Krishna, and told him that you worship me, offer bhoga to this deity, and you will see that I am personally coming to accept your offerings. This is my own deity form. And the deity was named Gaur Govinda. So Kashishwar came here to Vrindavan. There are many wonderful stories to tell about this temple. Gop Raghunath Bhat Goswami, the son of Tapan Mishra, was a very, very beautiful reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had many, many followers. One of his disciples was the Raj Man Singh, who was one of the great generals under the king, Emperor Akbar. As an offering of love to Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Radha Govindadev, it was the Raj Man Singh who arranged for the construction of this magnificent Radha Govinda temple. It was 7 stories high. Some generations later, when Aurangzeb was the king, he could see the light on the top of the Govindadev temple, even from his palace far, far away. So he ordered his soldiers to come and dismantle it. They dismantled 3 of the 7 stories. I'm sorry, they dismantled 4 of the 7 stories. 3 remain. Before they ceased. Before he came, the deities were sent to various places to Radhakund, to Kamyavan, ultimately to Jaipur. We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains these three deities were the life and soul of all the Vaishnavas: Govindadev, Madan Mohan, and Gopinath. From here, we will be going to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. On the way, we'll be passing by a beautiful temple of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is served by the Goswamis of Sri Radha Raman Temple. Gopinath was also lost to vision. But at Bamsibat, under the tree that Krishna called the gopis with his flute on Sarat Purnima, Paramananda Acharya, Paramananda Bhattacharya, discovered the deity of Gopinath. And he entrusted it to the care of Madhu Pandit, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit and a very pure and loving Vaishnava. And later on, a wonderful temple was built for Sri Radha Gopinath. He is the Prayojanamurti of our Sampradaya. When Janava Devi came to Vrindavan, she visited Radha Gopinath temple. And she saw that Radharani was very small. She was thinking, Radharani is very small and Krishna is very big. But she didn't say anything. After aarti, she went home to her kutir and she took rest. Ah, that night, Gopinath appeared to her in dream and said, "What you were thinking is correct. Radharani is too small. You should have made another Sri Radharani that is more to my size when you go back to Bengal." And then Sri Radharani appeared, the same one who is the small deity. And she said, "What my beloved Gopinath is saying is my desire also." So when she returned to Kadaha, she had one sculptor named Nayana, sculptor of the deity. And this was a great festival. Janava Devi, with some of Lord Nityananda's most intimate associates, put that deity of Sri Radharani on a boat to go all the way up the Ganga to Prayag, meet the Jamuna, and come all the way to Vrindavan. As it was leaving the ghat near Kardaha, she offered a prayer to Gopinath. "Please help your Srimati Radharani to come to you very quickly without any difficulties." And on the way, she gave so many gifts to all the deities in Vrindavan. Coins, 700 gold coins, and jewels, and clothes. And she sent a message. And at Katwa, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, King Birambir, Govinda Kaviraj, all these great souls came to see the deity of Sri Radhika on the boat as it came to Katwa on the Ganga. When King Birambir saw the loving exchanges amongst the devotees in worshipping Sri Radharani, he was struck with wonder. And ultimately, Sri Radharani came, and where we will be going, she was installed. What a grand festival there was here in Vrindavan. And Janava Devi came afterward to see the beauty of it. And the small deity of Radharani, it is explained that Sri Janava Devi entered into that form and is none different than Janava Devi in her original spiritual form of Ananga Manjari. Next, we will be going to Sri Radha Raman Temple, if I do not speak too long. Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he became a devotee in Srirangam, the son of Venkata Bhatt. When his parents departed from this world, they instructed him to follow Lord Chaitanya's message that he should go to Vrindavan to join Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. He had several Shalagram Shilas that he worshipped. One wealthy person came to Vrindavan and was giving the various deities of the Goswamis beautiful crowns and cloths. And Narasingha Chaturdasi, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was praying, "I want to worship you with more. As a little Shila, there's so little I can offer you. As you appeared from stone to reveal your divine form of Narasingadev, please reveal your form to me from this Shalagram Shila." The next morning he went for his bath, and when he came back, from the Shalagram Shila grew Sri Radharaman. He called Sri Rupan Sanatan, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. They all came, and when they saw the deity, Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis all decided to name him Radharaman, because he was found in Niruban area where the Ras Lila takes place, where Krishna satisfies Sri Radharani. It is explained that Madan Mohan is Sambandha Murti. And Govinda Dev is the Abhideya Murti. And Gopinath is Prayojana Murti. Sambandha means to establish our relationship with Krishna through knowledge, through understanding, through devotional service. Abhideya means practical application of active devotional service with great attachment. And Prayojana means the ultimate goal of pure love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that all the knowledge of all the Vedas ultimately speak only of these three subjects: establishing our relationship with Krishna, serving according to that relationship, and attaining pure love of God. And by worshipping these three deities, these three goals are achieved. The Goswamis in Radharaman saw that Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath were all together present in this one form. And even when the great Mughal conquerors came to Vrindavan, because Radharamanji is very small, he was easily hidden, and he never left Brajbhumi. The appearance place of Radharaman is still present today. And close by is the Samadhi Mandir of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then we will be going to a temple of Radha Gokulananda. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Beautiful story. One brahmachari had a vision, a dream. He worshipped a deity of Gokulananda, and he came to offer it to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who had already renounced everything of life to come to Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur thought, "I have no means to properly care for this deity, nor am I qualified." So he said, no, "I cannot accept." So the brahmachari went back. That night, Gokulananda appeared to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in a dream and told him, "I want you to serve me. I am waiting for you to serve me. Whatever you have, that is what I will accept." Then he appeared to the brahmachari and said, "Go back. This time he will accept." So he accepted Sri Radha Gokulananda. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is considered to be the empowered expansion of Rupa Goswami, who has revealed through his writings prolifically the essence of Krishna consciousness and the deepest rasas and mellows of pure love of God, of Vrindavan. Lokanath Goswami, the son of Padmanabh Chakravarti and Sita, lived with Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew how attached Lokanath was to him. When he decided to take sannyas, in a secluded place, he told Lokanath Goswami, "You will not survive seeing me take sannyas. You should go now to Vrindavan. I will be coming to meet you there." Lokanath Goswami could not bear separation from the Lord, but the order of the Lord had come upon him. He went and took the dust of the feet of all the Vaishnavas of Navadvipa, begging for their mercy, and with tears of separation in his heart, he traveled to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He was on his way to Vrindavan to meet Lokanath Goswami. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him to go to Shantipur to meet Sachimata and the devotees. And then they told him to live in Puri. And then he decided to go to South India on a tour. When Lokanath Goswami heard about that, he went quickly to South India to find the Lord. When he was in South India, he heard the Lord went to Puri. He already finished his South Indian tour. He walked all the way from South India toward Puri. When he came to the outskirts of Puri, he found out Lord Chaitanya had gone to Vrindavan. He walked all the way to Vrindavan. When he came to Vrindavan, he found out Lord Chaitanya was here for 2 months and he just left on his way to Prayag. He fell unconscious. He was immediately going to go to Prayag. But he fell asleep. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream and told him, "You should stay in Vrindavan. This is my desire. I will be with you." So he traveled to all the 12 forests of Brajbhumi. Then he went to an area called Chatravan, where there is Kishori Kund. He lived there. And in his heart awakened a desire to worship a deity. One day, a Brahmin just came up to him with a little bag, handed it to him, and walked away. He opened the bag, and it was a deity, beautiful deity of Krishna. Harivo. He was stunned. He didn't know what to do. He was confused. Then the deity began to speak to him. He said, "My name is Radha Vinod. And I have been waiting a long time to meet you. Why are you just standing here? I came by my own desire, with no one's else help." He indicated that he incarnated as the Brahmin just to give himself to him. He said, "But I am hungry. Please offer me some bhoga." So Lokanath Goswami began to prepare bhoga and offered it to Radha Vinod. And then he made a bed for Radha Vinod out of leaves and nice soft grasses. And he massaged his feet and massaged his legs and made a fan out of leaves and feathers and fanned the Lord. In this way he worshipped the Lord. And then Sri Rupan Sanatan Goswami called Lokanath Goswami to come to Vrindavan to live with them. So he established that temple. In that temple are the deities of Radha Gokulananda, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Pratibhu Murti of Radha Vinod. There's also the Pratibhu Murti of Vijay Govinda, Baladev Vidyabhushan's deity. The Sampradaya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism was being challenged in a place called Gulta near Jaipur. And the story is that the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya had no bona fide, any commentary of Vedanta Sutra. The reason is, Vyasadeva wrote his own commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam, so all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas made their commentaries in Srimad Bhagavatam. But with the blessings of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was very old at the time, he sat in front of Radha Govinda Dev and prayed, "Please empower me to to write a Vedanta Sutra commentary clearly expounding the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Govinda Dev spoke the commentary, and Baladev Vidyabhushan wrote. He entitled that Govinda Bhasya. And when he read it before the Ramanandis, they were struck with wonder, and they accepted. There is no commentary. So dynamically convincing as that is the Gaudiya Vaishnava. So we will see that deity also. There is also a deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was personally worshipped by Srila Narottam Das Thakur in Khechurigram that was sent here to Vrindavan. And there is the Govardhan Shila that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given in Puri. He would wear it around his neck. For several years he kept it. He saw it as non-different than the body of Krishna. He would weep on it. It was always soaked with the tears of his love. He would put it to his head, his eyes, his heart. Seeing the pure love and renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Chaitanya presented that Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das. Taught him how to worship it and even facilitated the paraphernalia for the worship. After Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Raghunath Das Goswami came with that Giriraj Shila and worshipped it at Sri Radha Kund. That Giriraj Shila is also present in the temple of Radha Gokulananda. So we will now attempt to go to all of these temples. If we are conscientious, if we have proper desire and devotion, and we do not waste time, Krishna will fulfill our desire. All the seven temples of the Goswamis on this auspicious day of Gopastami. Shri Rupa Goswami ki jai. Shri Radha Govinda Dev ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Shri Radha Raman ki. Shri Radha Vinod ki. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. Shri Radha Giridhari ki. Shri Radha Vijay Govinda ki. Gaur Brahmanandi. How are we going to do this? What we'll do is... Is there a door here? What I suggest is we go in a circular motion. Everyone could come... This side will go out.
Sriman Rasara Sarambi Vamsivatatatastata Karshanvelu Svanayra Gopir Gopinata Sriyestunaha.
In this prayer, we are begging for the mercy of Sri Gopinath Dev. Who stood in his beautiful Tribhanga Sundara, threefold bending form, under this tree, Bamsibat. And permeated the holes of his flute with the supreme love of his heart. When it entered the ears of Braj Gopis,
they exhibited the highest state of renunciation. Renunciation for the sake of renunciation itself is empty and hollow. They renounced families, security, prestige, even their lives, out of love to please Lord Sri Krishna, who was waiting here for them. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are all meant for his enjoyment. He is calling all living beings into his eternal lila. But due to our conditionings, we are not willing to hear. But when our hearts become pure, when Krishna becomes our only priority in life, when pleasing him through our service becomes our only purpose of living, then we too will hear that flute calling us to Bamsi.